Hi, good evening. This is Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey Radio, where each week we bring you all kinds of new information about you, your soul, and your spiritual path. And we sometimes do talk about animals, but that was last week. Of course, I will always allow you to sneak in a few questions about your wonderful animal angel companions. But this week we are talking about Soul Odyssey, and I'm doing free readings from the Soul Odyssey deck. And I'm still working on being able to have you see what the cards look like. This is an oracle deck that I've created based on automatic drawing and based on the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey. And there are 51 cards in the deck, 51 being the number of, I guess, what I would say is a do-over. It relates to, I looked it up, and it relates to a particular Psalm of David, and it has to do with the ability of human beings to repent and to look at ourselves for all of our good things and all of our bad things, because God doesn't look at it as bad things. We always have choices and experiences in our lives that cause us to feel disconnected or to feel negative or to feel sad or to feel victimized. But really, from the perspective of God, the angels, and the universe, everything is love and is for the purpose of helping us through our journey as we live in these physical bodies on Earth. Because as spiritual beings, we wouldn't have the same kinds of choices and decisions and dilemmas as we do living in this physical world where we have so many influences affecting us every single day. So today, if you call in, I will draw some cards for you from the deck, and I'll do a mini reading. These are answers from my guides and spirit and from your guides. These answers and or guide the guidance that you'll get is directly meant for you. It's very individual, even though there are universal aspects to each card, and all of the cards are universal and apply to everyone. If you get a Soul Odyssey reading, it is truly about your path, your journey, and what you contracted to do before you got here. Everything that you draw into your life is for the purpose of teaching you and for helping you to grow and for helping you to open up to the energy of the universe and the energy of God and all of the good things in life. And most of the time, we prevent ourselves from reaching our own potential because of fear. Because of a sense of unworthiness, or because we're just caught up in the day-to-day grind. And so you can look at this guidance that you get from the Soul Odyssey deck as a way to help you use your conscious mind to make changes in your life by changing your thoughts and changing how you feel about the circumstances. You make an internal shift and you learn about your strengths and your weaknesses by considering what the cards tell you. And then you shift any weaknesses into strengths because you each have within you the divine spark and the ability to be a reflection of divinity on earth. You each have within you the ability to change everything around you just by how you are and how you perceive the world and how you grow and how you blossom as a human being. Our phone number here is 888-815-9756. And don't be shy because all of the Soul Odyssey readings are of a positive nature. These are not tarot cards, although there's nothing wrong with tarot cards. I just don't happen to read tarot cards. I'm not a tarot master. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a psychic medium, animal communicator, mystic. My concern is helping you to find and connect to the divine spark within, that sense of love, that sense of hope and promise. And so the oracle deck that I've created, the Soul Odyssey cards, it's all, there are no upside down cards. There's nothing foreboding. There's nothing, you may be warned about your own issues. For example, if you get a self-protection card, you may be given it's not a warning, but it's information about you and your inner nature and the kinds of circumstances that you're going to draw into your life so that you will be able to get past any feelings of confusion about who to trust and who not to trust. It's a very human dilemma we face every single day because some of us don't trust anybody, and therefore we don't allow love to exist in our lives. And some of us trust everybody. We're very naive and childlike. And it's wonderful to be able to have that sense of love and acceptance of all of our circumstances, except we also need to be able to discern. And so that may be one of the lessons and one of the cards that comes up for you. We have Horses Healing from Canada, and I think it's awesome to hear from you. But do you have a name?
Yeah, it's Colleen.
Oh, Colleen. Okay. Anyway, what can I do for you? Are
I
you
just
now you all, go ahead.
you had sent me an invite on Facebook to listen to your show and have a little mini reading or whatever you were doing, and so I thought I would see what you do.
Oh,
And if you
I'm thrilled.
So whatever
Excuse me just
insight
one
you get.
second. Because I will have to pull up the cards. Let's see what the cards have for you. Okay. First card I'm getting is the number two, and it comes up as the tolerance lesson. So what that leads me to believe, do you are now are you it the energy that I'm feeling from you, Colleen, is that sometimes you may get frustrated with other people because you are so passionate about the things that you believe in and that you do, and you sometimes don't understand or get frustrated that other people don't understand. Does that make sense?
Totally.
You know, these cards are so accurate. It's freaky to me sometimes. But the tolerance lesson, and it's very loving. It's for us to be able to grow as individuals because we don't have to have the weight of the world on our shoulders. And when you're a spiritual person, you want everybody to be happy. You want all of, you're obviously love horses, which of course is dear to my life. And you want all the animals to be happy and free and healthy, and you don't understand why people are cruel and neglectful. And but the lesson that it teaches us is that every person has the right to experience God in his or her own way. And what we want to do is we want to be so filled with spirit and joy that they ask us, okay, how did you get there? And if
Yes,
you're
they
able to
do.
do that, do you see what I'm saying? If as
And
opposed
I work
to
very hard at that, at just accepting people for who they are and letting them walk their path. And if
It's
they
and
ask
but the
me
but
for,
yeah.
you know, any help or any insight, then I, you know, offer them sort of how I've learned. And if they want to follow that, that's good. If they don't, then I try to allow that as well. I think it's more in my personal relationship.
Is it with the man in your life?
Yeah.
So it's the human thing of like, why don't you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think they, you know, like even with my family, you know, it's just like, why are you the way you are?
I know. You and the what I'm learning about, and I learn every day about our soul choices. We put ourselves in these families, but what I'm feeling from you, and I see this vision of you as sometimes just being really sad and disillusioned in people because you want them to get it so much. And what I think your guides are telling you by bringing this card to you is to please let them take on the hard work and just accept that you're loved and that they'll get it, and it's not your job, you know. And even though it affects you, we so take on other people's pain and other people's journeys that we can neglect our own and our own inner peace. Does that happen to you?
Yes. Yes, well, I do take on everyone else's stuff.
Well, they want you to release that into their arms. Because you're a very good person, and you've got to put some into your own bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you another card, because you're so nice. I just really like you.
Oh, thank you. I like you, too.
You're welcome. Well, this comes up, too. You got another lesson, self-protection. It's the same thing. They're really hitting hard with you to, you know, put this light of love around yourself, but remember, put something in your own bank account, your spiritual mm-hmm. bank account, maybe your physical bank account. I don't know. Maybe they kept saying bank account. So I don't know whether you give a lot of money to other people and don't save it for yourself, but, you know, it's just the same thing. You have to protect yourself. I don't feel that there's danger around you. I don't feel that there's psychic attack around you. I feel that it's a boundary thing and that mm-hmm. you need to remember that putting that light of love and protection around yourself does not mean that you're a cold-hearted person and an uncaring person. It's giving God the chance to do the work of God. And the angels, let them do the work of the angels. You know, you're an earth angel, but you need to make sure that you, as you walk this path on this 3D world, that you're allowing your, because you'll get, I mean, God forbid, you know, you don't want to deplete your physical resources. Do you ever just feel darn
right.
tired?
Oh, all the time. Like,
that's
why. I've been doing lots of, I'm a Reiki master, and I do Reiki on people and on horses as well, but I've been doing a lot of that lately, and I am usually really, really good at, you know, protecting myself with the archangels and bubbles and, you know, tubes of light and stuff like that, but after you do, like, 5 or 6 Reiki sessions a day, I'm just exhausted.
Then you have to take a break, because if you're exhausted, it's not, then you're using your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you've got so much compassion. And so take a break, young lady. Take a break. And
okay.
Frankly, I think you'd be better off doing the work with the horses, because they don't deplete you as much.
It's just kind of been a financial thing. The horse, I live in an area where there is a lot of old cowboys, old style, so they're slowly coming around that the horse has a soul, and, you know, we can nurture the soul, but, you know, I've run into a lot of blocks from them that they're just not open to, you know, maybe your horse is trying to tell you something.
So well, they ought to meet my Tatanka. I don't know if you've checked out my Facebook videos of my Tatanka, but Tonky has his own fan page. Tonk the Mystic Wonder Horse. Let them meet Tonk. They'll be, you know. Now, we'll talk to. Just keep doing what you're doing. Take a break from doing the five Reikis a day, because right now, for whatever reason, you're tired and you're depleted. And so, you know, I'm just getting a very strong sense that you need to take a break from it. And as far as the old cowboys, they may not let on, but old cowboys talk to their horses.
Oh, yes, I know. I mean, I grew up with old cowboys, so, yeah.
And they're just not used to what you're doing, and they're not used to, and they're, you know, they're a little bit sexist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you just keep doing what you're doing, because it doesn't matter. The horses believe you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so anyway, it's very nice to hear from you, and I hope that we'll keep in touch. I'd love to know more about the work you do. And where in Canada are you?
I'm just outside of Lethbridge, Alberta.
Well, one of these days, I hope that all of my listeners from Canada find a way to bring me in, because I would just love to meet all of you in person, and I would love to meet all the horses that you work with, and let's change those cowboys. Don't
Perfect.
You think?
Oh yes.
So keep listening and tuning in, and hope this has helped. And once a month we do animal communication, so animals love to talk. So also call in on that night, and perhaps we can talk more specifically about some of your horses.
Oh, yeah. I know. They talk to me all the time.
You'll have to share your stories.
I will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'm expecting a call from you next time we do our animal communication.
Well, be sure to send me an invite so that I can make some time for it.
You certainly will get one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can see how cards interact, because there are seven main lessons. And remember, somewhere before you got here, your soul made a commitment to the kind of life that you were going to have. Now, whether or not you perceive yourself as a victim or as a victor is up to you. It's, again, how you perceive the circumstances. But you, as a person, are going to have certain vulnerabilities, and you are, if you don't move beyond them, those lessons are going to come back again and again and again. And they're like initiations. And they're going to bite you. So you want to be a little bit aware of what these lessons are, so that if you keep drawing in circumstances where you wind up feeling low self-esteem or rejection, or your relationships are not working out, you can't blame the other person, because it's not going to get you anywhere. You have to look at yourself and think about your lessons and say, okay, God, okay, guides, okay, angels, what am I learning here? I don't want to go through this again. What can I do to change myself? And what can I do to change my thinking? So the seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God-love. So the card that I would choose for this evening, just for the listening audience, would be the love of humanity card. Because one of the most important things that I believe people need to learn in this time of shift, that's what's going on right now, is that each of us have the same spirit within us. We were talking earlier about the cowboys. Well, the cowboys, they'll get it. They have the same spirit and divinity within them as anyone else, but maybe they just chose before they got here to have a life that was going to be a little more grounded and less talking about, maybe they're not talking about their spiritual path, or maybe they appear to be asleep. Doesn't mean that they are, because it's between them and their concept of God where they are on their spiritual path. It's not a right or a wrong. And the mistake that mistake, I don't like mistakes because they bring on guilt and shame, but the mistakes that we make is thinking that some people are superior and some people are inferior, and that somehow what happens in one side of the world isn't affecting what happens on the other side of the world, because it is. We are all made up of energy. And if there's a, as they say, a ripple in the force in one part of the world, there's going to be a ripple in the force in another part of the world. So the best thing that each of us can do if we want to effectuate change in the world around us, including things like the economy and things that seem so much out of our control, if we want to change things, it begins from within ourselves, because we can change our energy into one of hopefulness, into one of prosperity consciousness, into one of caring about what happens to the person next to us. And we send, if we send out love from our, especially from our heart chakras, then we do change the vibration of everyone around us. And we change the future. And we've talked about this before. It, you really can make a difference just with your thoughts and with what you're, the energy that you're sending out. So don't be shy. Call in 888-815-9756. I know a lot of you wanted to have readings this evening. I'm here. This is your chance. This is your free reading from the Soul Odyssey deck. And we can find out what your spirit guides have to tell you about your future path. Because everything, nothing is sealed in stone. Everything is influenced by the decisions you make moment to moment. And we can talk about possibilities. We can talk about some of the things that you're tired of dealing with, but I can't do that unless you call in. I know you're out there. I know that you are thinking about, oh, what are my cards going to say? So call in 888-815-9756 and give me a break. Let me hear your story. 888-815-9756. I'm going to pull another card for all of you out there, and it's card number 12, Act in Faith. This is one of these fake it till you make it cards. If you do everything in your life with a sense of faith, And I also put that in the same category as gratitude, then even if things are bothering you, or if they appear to be coming at you, or there are people around you who are in a bad mood, or I know we're coming up, I hate to say this word, but we're coming up on TAX day, all of the things in the mundane world. If you act in faith and you keep yourself centered and you keep yourself thinking that everything is going to work out for the greater good and for your greater good, then you it's almost like an inoculation against the negativity that's around you. And it helps you to be able to get through the day and to get through your life and to get through to get through your mundane world with a hopeful sense, and your circumstances will be better, and you will figure out, because what you're doing is you're reprogramming your higher consciousness and you're reprogramming your creativity. And you'll come up with solutions to things because our minds are very much like computers. You program in a problem, it's going to spit out an answer. But if you are coming from a place of negativity and a place of hopelessness, then it's going to be more difficult for you to get the answers that you need. So that's why you want to act in faith. And you want start your morning. I had a wonderful CD that I played this morning that is about what you do when you first wake up. And one of the things that you can do is get yourself centered, lean at the edge of the bed, cross one your right hand over your left, and get into a relaxed position, and simply say a gratitude prayer. Say, "Thank you, God, for bringing me to this day. Thank you for giving me the capacity to handle anything that comes into my life. Because I know that God will never give me anything more than I can handle, because all of the problems that we have are the illusions of problems, because we perceive them as being insurmountable. And there is nothing in this world that is insurmountable." So when you get up in the morning, get yourself into a centered place where you are starting off on a positive note. And then, throughout the day, if you run into someone, as I said, who's having a bad mood or who's yelling at you, you go to the office, it's not going to bother you because you're going to say, "Gee, I wonder what's bothering them." You're not going to automatically say, "Oh, something must be wrong with me." Because you've started your day with gratitude and with a centeredness and with a sense that everything that happens in your day is for whatever God's purpose and is not going to influence who you are on the inside. And you'll be able to separate from it, and you'll be able to see other people as going through their own struggles. And it's not going to penetrate you, and it's not going to take you off your path. The whole purpose of understanding these lessons is so that you can walk your path and keep moving forward, and to learn that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. You don't have to suffer in order to move forward on your path to spiritual awakening. And if you want to call it enlightenment, that's fine. Enlightenment always reminds me of like a light bulb goes off and we suddenly get it. Except there's always more to get, because it's like there's always a deeper level. There's always a greater understanding. There's always it's never this static kind of thing. Because as long as there's life force within us, and even after we leave our physical bodies, our soul energy is always growing, always expanding, always becoming more filled with light. So, 888-888-8255. 815-9756. Do not be shy. This could be your lucky night where you're going to gain some insight into your life, and it's going to change you, and it's going to change everything about your life. It's going to give you that little key. It's going to be that little awakening, that little light bulb that goes over your head. So, 888-815-9756. I guess I'll pull another card. We are going to look at card number 22 because that's what Spirit tells me to look at. This card comes up very, very often when I do readings for people. And it is the Hope card. And I love this card because it looks like this bright flower, and the background is this beautiful gold color. And it can be read from either direction. One, that you're a person who has a great deal of hope, and that's what you want to do every morning when you're doing, let's make it a gratitude and hope prayer. You start off your day with gratitude, and you leave your meditation with hope that your day is going to be filled with love and with peace, and that the world will continue to receive that kind of energy, and that everyone around us is going to have love and peace. So that's your hope prayer. So maybe you're a person who has a great deal of hope. But more often than not, when the card comes up, it means that you are wavering in your sense of hope. And that's very common now. That's the human condition. We are being bombarded. It's almost like, I don't know if maybe I'm a baby boomer. I don't know about you. I know the audience ranges from all ages. But when I was growing up, and this is going to make me sound very, very old, I always felt that things had a certain sense to them. And I might have just been living in La La Land, which I kind of like doing that. But I didn't feel any sense of real foreboding, or it didn't seem like there were so many problems. And I really believe that people are becoming bombarded in almost like a time compression, that you're just being bombarded with all of these messages that are negative and filled with fear. And so by pulling the Hope card for all of you in the audience, and I do have a caller. Hi, Lillian.
Hi there.
Hi there. I'll just finish this thought, and then we'll do a reading for you. By pulling this Hope card, I just want to remind all of you, don't allow all of these negative images and these fear images to penetrate who you are. Stay in that place of hope, because it's going to make your day-to-day life better. And if you want to make a difference in the world, and you don't have thousands of dollars to contribute to charity, or you're not in a position to go to Japan and help them, you know, help the people through the Red Cross, and you can't go help the people from Hurricane Katrina, just change your inner world and always live in a place of hope. So that is the hope message. What do you think, Lillian?
I think that was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I think that, well, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I love when people call in, because then I don't feel so lonely. because here I am. I'm hoping that people are hearing what I'm saying, and I feel very drawn to share these messages. And it's just awesome when people call in, because then I get to, you know, do your cards, and I get to, you know, get a little feedback and find out how you're feeling. So how are things in Ohio land?
They're wonderful. I had a beautiful day today, and the sun was shining, and it was just wonderful.
Now, what can be better than that? So let's see. Right. Let's see what Spirit has for you.
Okay.
First card we're getting for you is the 13th card. Now, I am very close to having prototypes made of this deck. It will be available at a store near you, or at least I'll be able to share online. You know, I'm not a Luddite, but I've been slow to really learn about how computers and graphics and everything work, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting there. So I'm actually now working with the with a camera on my computer, but it tips over, so I have to get a better camera. I'm actually thinking of doing this with a live video feed,
so that
people so people can see the cards. I think so too. So because this is really pretty, and as soon as I get my as soon as I have the ability to send people the cards that I pull for them, I'm going to send this one to you. It's called Let Go.
Okay.
Can you think? And it looks like a butterfly. It's really pretty. And I will find a way to send this to you. But do you have any sense of why Spirit and your guides are telling you to let go?
Well, I think I've been hanging on too much to responsibility and negativity and all kinds of things like that. So that's why they're telling me that.
Well, Lillian, you know that you are an amazing spirit, and you are a person that is filled with hope and love and caring for humanity. Don't let this gets you down. The world around us, we all have things we got to do, okay? I don't know why. Money, for example, I don't know if that's an issue. Money is tight for everyone. And if it's not, and people who are super rich, if they're spending a lot of money, then one of these days they're going to get bitten in the butt because it's shifting. The energy of money is shifting. And so it's a stress. It is a stress factor. So, but don't let it affect your spiritual path, because it is just the energy of this world. Okay? And and the more you worry about it, the less you're going to have.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't do the, you know, those kinds of responsibilities and the day job stuff and figuring out ways to earn here and earn there. Those are just practical matters. We all have to do them. But in the bigger picture, it when you feel insecure about certain things, it plays on your fear and it really pulls you down. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I spend so much time of my energy worrying that I don't accomplish anything.
But it's counterproductive, because you are a strong, beautiful spirit. And let's just say that if there is such a thing as a negative energy force, it really likes it when you are paralyzed.
Right.
Because you are a light in this world. And so if you are paralyzed and you feel like, oh, what, this is just never going to work, or I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, I dreamed about you last night.
You did?
Yes, I did. You really are worried. No, you're worried. You're worried about everything. You're worried. Are you even worried? Do you ever worry about your relationship?
With Ken?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But
So
well, you better not, because that one was sealed in heaven.
No, I don't worry about that relationship. I worry about money. I guess that's part of it. I worry about making a contribution to the world.
You already are. More than you will ever know. You do a lot of stuff also astrally. Please know that.
Okay.
And I will say in front of the entire Soul Odyssey audience, you have always been a big support for me and the work that I do. And I that means a great deal to me. So even if you feel that there are things that you have not yet done in your life that you want to accomplish, because we all feel that way. We all feel unworthy. We feel like somehow we've blown it, or we haven't done our mission, or there's more for us to do, or whatever. You have done so much that you don't even know you've done. It can't
Thank
be
you.
Always measured in the tangible things and the tangible ways. God is pleased with you.
Thank you.
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
So, you know, just get off your back.
Okay.
leave yourself alone. Leave yourself alone, my dear. You are,
you
know, and just, but I'm feeling, it's like I can pick up this energy of fear. And you have always had you've always had what you've needed. You're going to have more of what you need. And just get off that gerbil wheel.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Promise?
I promise. I needed to hear you tell me.
And I needed to hear your voice. And I have all kinds of amazing things that are happening in the future and some other work that I'm doing, and we'll just have to, we'll just have to keep on top of this and keep fighting the good fight.
Okay. We can do
that. Okay? Yes, we can. And give my love to Ken.
I will. We love you, Deborah.
Well, I love you both too. And I'll be in Ohio sometime in June.
Oh, cool.
I think so too. So, God bless.
I look forward to it.
It'll be great.
Thank you.
God bless. Those of you who are listening in the listening audience, I feel very much on a roll tonight. I really, really want to get you on this Soul Odyssey bandwagon. I want you to understand your lessons, and I want you to be able to have a better kind of life for yourselves. Even if you think, I'm sure that everything is wonderful, but I don't. By the card spread that I'm getting tonight, I want to reinforce again that you need to stay in hopefulness and act in faith. And don't let yourself get sucked into all of the negative messages that are around you. Yes, time is compressing. We are all feeling, it's like, wait, where did another week go? It's because if you're on a spiritual path and your vibration is changing, you're starting to tune into the fact that time doesn't actually exist. It's the linear time that we use to measure our days in this earth is starting to change too from a vibrational sense. And all of you are becoming more sensitive to the things around you. And that's why I hate the expression beating a dead horse. I have to come up with something else. I don't want to go on and on and on, but I can't reinforce to you enough that you are helping the world by helping clear up all of these vulnerabilities that you have within your own psyche or your subconscious, and all of the, you know, all of the thoughts that you have that reinforce your own negativity and take you away from feeling your own perfection and your own divine spark. So, I hope we get in another caller. We're getting close to the end of the hour. 888-815-9756. I'm going to pull another card for everyone in the listening audience. Let's go to 18. Let's see. 18. We are getting into the Passover season. Oh, this is just perfect because the number 18 in Hebrew means chai, and that means life. You've heard the expression to life, l'chaim. And so now we're getting into the Passover season, and then, of course, we're going to connect with the Easter season, and there's so many parallels between the two holidays, and I pray that everyone understands that we are, as our first card, love of humanity, that we are all connected, and that our journeys are all parallel and are all connected. And I can't wait for you all to be able to see this card, but it's abundance. That's the last card for this evening for everyone. It's abundance, and it's the number 18, and it comes right before this season when we are reflecting on leaving slavery. That's the story of Passover. And certainly we are reflecting on, for Christians, the belief in it's the crucifixion and the ascension of Jesus. And it's a very holy time of year for many, many people. So this last card is abundance. And I believe that Spirit is trying to tell us that if we are able to transcend our own doubts and negative thoughts, that we can co-create the abundance that we want in our lives. And it's there for us. It's there. We can experience all of the love that we want. We can have what we need. The shift that's occurring now, and again, I'll get back into the monetary system, is I firmly believe that we've all just been asked to look at money differently and to look at things differently. And I believe that I have to stop saying and. it's one of my speech issues. But we are in need of reassessing our priorities. If we have what we need, what is it, you know, where do our wants come in? And do we want what we have? And are our relationships taking the priority seat that they need to take? That's why so many people are losing the access to vast amounts of money, because in the last several decades, we put a greater priority on material things, on having tangible wealth, on having designer clothes, on having designer experiences. And I certainly love to have certain creature comforts and luxuries. I especially like good food, even though I can't eat the same kind of food I used to be able to eat. We all want to have our comfort, but we are being forced to assess what is a want and what is a need. And how do we put our priorities straight? And how do we take care of each other and make sure that everyone has at least what they need, if not everything that they want. And it's making us reassess, and it's making us better people. So it's not something to be feared. It's something to be embraced, because as we push through it and as we understand how this energy works and as we understand the connectedness of all human beings, we will become more abundant. We are still the most abundant nation that there is, and we're not always appreciative of what we have. One of the things we need to appreciate, aside from tangible wealth and the fact that this nation has more food supply, more comfort, more tangible wealth, more things that we cheap things that we could possibly want. Clothing is cheap. We need to realize that what's the greatest thing in our country also is that we have the freedom of speech, we have the freedom of religion, and we can choose to live the way we want to live. I can be on this BBS radio where their motto is, if it's mainstream, if it's not mainstream, then it's on BBS. I can tell you, I can speak to you about things in this country that I might not be able to speak to you about if I were somewhere else. We are a country that is on a spiritual path together, and we are awakening together. And what we need to do is to find each other and to help each other on our individual paths. So tomorrow when you wake up, center yourself. Give a gratitude prayer. Understand that God gives you nothing that you can't handle. If you are bombarded by negative images or negative people, send love. Recognize that negative people are hurting inside, and it's not something that you caused. So don't get sucked into it. Don't think it's you. Act in faith. If you remember that, if you surround yourself with light and love, and you act in faith, and you act from your authentic self, then everything you do is helping the world around you, and it's making the change. You are the change. This is your host. We're coming up to the end of the hour. I appreciate Colleen from Canada and Lillian from Ohio that you took the chance to call in and to have your cards read. I love being able to do this for you. I appreciate all of the listeners and look forward to connecting with you in the future. Send me an email at Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. If you're shy and you don't want to be on the radio, but you want to ask questions about your cards, you can certainly ask me. Check out my website. It's soul-odyssey.com. And keep in touch with me. Tune in again next week. Same place, same time. And perhaps I'll have a surprise for you. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good night, all.